Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with some upcoming performances through Juke Performances. Just a reminder, for any ticket information about any of these upcoming performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Friday, October 11th at 8 p.m., Guy Clark will be performing with special guest Mandolin Orange. This performance will take place at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $32 to $38, $15 if you are aged 30 and under, $10 if you're a Duke student, and this performance is reserved seating. From his early days in the honky-tonks of his native Texas to his heyday in Nashville, Guy Clark has spent more than 50 years writing and performing unforgettable songs. Timeless gems, Clark's songs have been covered by Johnny Cash, Vince Gill, and many more. Emmylou Harris calls him an American poet, and Bob Dylan has him on his list of favorite songwriters. Duke Performances is proud to present Guy Clark's first visit to the area in almost a decade. After a short opening set by acclaimed Chapel Hill duo Mandolin Orange, Clark takes the stage to play and sing his handcrafted songs, songs made, according to Lyle Lovett, with an, quote, extraordinary ability to translate the emotional into the written word. Again, Guy Clark with special guest Mandolin Orange will be performing at the Reynolds Industries Theater Friday, October 11th at 8 p.m. The Fisk Jubilee Singers, with special guest DSA Choir, will be performing Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are from $26 to $32, $15 if you're aged 30 or under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is also for reserved seating. The first Jubilee Singers set out from Nashville's Fisk University in 1871 to share choral arrangements of the songs and perseverance their parents and grandparents sang to endure the hardships of slavery. Now, nearly 150 years later, the 16-voice Fisk Jubilee Singers keep this rich tradition alive, performing these spirituals for a new generation. This season, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, recipients of a 2008 National Medal of the Arts, bring their musical tradition to Durham. Their week-long residency at both Duke and the Durham School of the Arts culminates with a celebratory community concert featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers, joined on select spirituals by the DSA Choir. Again, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, with special guests, the DSA Choir, will be performing Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Also coming up on October 19th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium is the Tetzlaff String Quartet. Tickets for this performance, $32 to $38. Again, $15 if you're age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is also reserved seating. Between performances with leading orchestras from Berlin to Boston and acclaimed solo recitals, violinist Christian Tetzlaff is in constant demand. But for a short time each year, he puts his solo career on hold as he and his sister, the cellist Tanja Tetzlaff, reunite with Elizabeth Kufferath and Hannah Weinmeister to form the Tetzlaff Quartet. These rare engagements are nothing short of astonishing. This year, the quartet comes to Durham. Their program demonstrates the range of their expertise. From one of Haydn's Sun Quartets, which defined the voice of the classical string quartet for 200 years to come, forward to the tonally audacious lyric suite, Berg's Diary of a Secret Love Affair, and back to Beethoven's celestial and haunting 15th quartet, which traces his triumph over pain. And for information about tickets for any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have a few performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. The Blues Traveler Tour 2013 tour take place at the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, October 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this event are $24 to $44. Blues Traveler is known for their unique blend of genres, including blues rock, psychedelic rock, folk rock, soul, and southern rock. They were also considered a key part of the re-emerging jam band scene of the 1990s, spearheading the HORDE Touring Music Festival. Their latest album, titled Susie Cracks the Whip, which was released in June of last year and is their first full-length since 2008's North Hollywood Shootout. Frontman John Popper says the latest album is unlike previous Blues Traveler albums in that it features quite a bit of input from outside songwriters. "I don't think there's any song you get bored with or a bunch of the same kind of tune. We're really pleased with how it turned out. After 25 years of being in a band, this is a really great high water mark." Again, the Blues Traveler 2013 tour will be at the Carolina Theater Tuesday, October 8th at 8 p.m. Lily Tomlin will be performing there Thursday, October 10th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $39 to $99. Get together with Lily Tomlin for an unforgettable night of fun and side-splitting laughter. "Tomlin is amazing," the New York Times quotes, "and as always a revelation." That's from the New Yorker. This unique comic artist takes her audience on what the Washington Post calls a wise and howlingly funny trip to more than a dozen of her timeless characters, from Ernestine to Mrs. Beasley to Edith Ann. With astounding skill and energy, Tomlin zaps through the channels like a human remote control. Using a fantastic range of voices, gestures, and movements, she conjures up the cast of characters with all the apparent ease of a magician pulling a whole menagerie of animals from a single hat. And that's a quote from the New York Daily News. New York Time Out says, "Her gentle touch is as comforting as it is edifying. She has made the one-person show the daring, irreverent art form it is today." And that's a quote from Newsweek. Her long list of awards includes a Grammy, 2 Tonys, 6 Emmys, an Oscar nomination, 2 Peabodys, and the prestigious Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Don't miss this warm and uniquely affecting experience filled with comical insights and wildly witty observations about the human condition. Again, Lily Tomlin is performing at the Carolina Theater Thursday, October 10th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Sandra Bernhard will be performing "I Love Being Me, Don't You?" Friday, October 11th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are from $34 to $44. Sandra's live, in-your-face performing combines her hysterical insight, outspoken views, and outrageous mouth, along with her band, the Flawless Zircons. Her brilliant unity of hilarious diatribes on the state of modern culture and classic rock attitude burns smart, still having all the raucous energy of youth. The always entertaining Bernhard has been wowing and sometimes shocking audiences since starting her career at L.A.'s famed Comedy Store in the 1970s, going on to become a favorite on the live show comedy circuit nationally, while also forging a career in film, television, and on Broadway. Again, the Carolina Theater presents Sandra Bernhard Friday, October 11th at 8 p.m. And finally, at the Carolina Theater, Vienna Tang will be performing Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $22 to $32. Vienna Tang's fourth album, Inland Territory, is a tour de force musically and lyrically, a complex and deeply thoughtful work from an artist cut loose from limitations. Recorded with producer Alex Wong over 5 months and in 4 cities, with instrumentation ranging from foot stomps to vintage keyboards to full-string orchestra, it's without question her most ambitious work yet. Now 32, the songwriter, singer, and pianist has released 3 critically acclaimed albums, landing her on 3 Billboard charts and in Amazon.com's top 10. She regularly sells out theaters across the U.S. and Europe. Fans travel hundreds of miles to catch a single show, and her opening sets for the likes of India, R.E., Joan Baez, and Madeline Pureau end in standing ovations. Mere months after quitting her job as a software engineer in 2002, she was interviewed on NPR and performed on The Late Show with David Letterman. He declared that he'd listened to her entire debut album and that there was not a dud on it. Her brand of sophistication, piano-driven pop has been gathering accolades ever since. Seductive and Transcendent from Amazon.com, Gorgeously Conceived, Accomplished Yet Understated from Paste, and Singular Among Her Peers from Variety. People used to ask what kind of music I played, and I never knew how to answer that, says pianist Heng. I work a lot with classically trained musicians, but most of my influences are from the 1970s era folk music, so now I call it chamber folk. Again, Vienna Tane is performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. And for more information about buying tickets, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Judah Friedlander is performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club October 6th through the 7th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and their phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. And this performance is rated R, so it is for a 21 and older audience. Judah Friedlander was a regular cast member on the Thursday night NBC hit comedy 30 Rock, co-starring with Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. Judah has been in over 20 movies, including Meet the Parents, Zoolander, Date Movie, Wet Hot American Summer, Feast, Showtime, Dwayne Hopwood, and American Splendor, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Independent Spirit Awards. Judah's countless TV appearances include VH1's Best Week Ever, HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, MTV's Wonder Showzen, The Tonight Show, and other late-night talk shows and Comedy Central shows. Judah also starred as the hug guy in the classic Dave Matthews Band video, Every Day. With 18 years of stand-up experience, Judah is a comics comic and a crowd pleaser. In his stand-up act, Judah is, quote, the world champion. He's a great athlete, gets tons of chicks, and is a role model to children. And he's better than you at everything. Again, Judah Friedlander is performing October 6th and 7th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on October 10th through the 12th, Kevin Pollack is performing. And this performance is also rated R for a 21 and older crowd. Kevin Pollack has captured the attention of audiences worldwide with his range of both dramatic and comedic roles. Over the past two decades, he has appeared in over 60 films, as well as countless television projects, and has established himself as one of the few stand-up comedians to have a successful dramatic film career. In addition to his acting talents, he has also proven himself as both a writer and producer. Pollack first started performing stand-up comedy at the age of 10. He became a touring professional stand-up at age 20, and then in 1988 landed a role in George Lucas's Willow, directed by Ron Howard. In 1990, he appeared in Barry Levinson's Avalon, for which he received an overwhelming response from the film community. It was his role in the 1992 film A Few Good Men, directed by Rob Reiner and starring Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, and Demi Moore, that proved his ability to share the big screen with dramatic heavyweights. He went on to co-star in the box office successes of Grumpy Old Men and its sequel, Grumpier Old Men. In 1994, Kevin was offered a plum role opposite Gabriel Byrne, Kevin Spacey, Benicio del Toro, Chaz Palminteri, and Stephen Baldwin in a little indie film called The Usual Suspects. Although the director, Bryan Singer, and the writer, Christopher McQuarrie, were complete unknowns at the time, the script was simply the best he had ever read, so he took the leap. The film debuted at the Cannes Film Festival to a frenzied response, and then went on to win two Academy Awards and a special award from the National Board of Review for Best Ensemble Cast. The film's popularity has never diminished, thanks to a seemingly never-ending need for its DVD. Later that same year, the call came from Martin Scorsese for Kevin to join Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Sharon Stone in his Vegas epic Casino. It was a dreamlike opportunity to work with the master, and the film would also garner several Academy Award nominations and would soon after become known as one of Scorsese's classics. As a stand-up, after appearing in two of his own HBO stand-up comedy specials, Kevin was recently named by Comedy Central as one of the top 100 comedians of all time. Again, for ticket information, you can call Goodnight's Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Duke Center for the Performing Arts, The North Carolina Opera is presenting Così Fan Tutto at the Fletcher Opera Theater. There's still time to catch a performance of this. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Mozart's entertaining masterpiece makes comedic magic with the disguises we wear for love. In 18th-century Naples, an old bachelor decides to teach two soldiers a lesson about romantic fickleness, wagering that their fiancés will stray if the young men obey him for just 24 hours. Naively taking the bet, the soldiers pretend to go off to war, but then sneak back disguised as Albanians and try to woo each other's woman, setting off a dazzling plot of feigned poisonings, scheming chambermaids, sham weddings, and sudden reversals of fidelity. October 5th, that performance begins at 8 p.m., and October 6th at 3 p.m. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Cats will be at the North Carolina Theater at the Memorial Auditorium, October 8th through the 13th. Since Cats first opened on the West End stage in 1981, it has become one of the world's best-known and best-loved musicals. With the plot based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats and award-winning music composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cats has since been presented in over 20 countries. A true musical phenomenon, Cats finally returns to the Raleigh stage for after almost 10 years. The show times for this performance, October 8th, 7:30 p.m., October 9th and 10th, 7:30 p.m., October 11th, 7:30 p.m., October 12th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m., October 13th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m. Again, for any ticket information about these performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, Beauty and the Beast will be there October 8th through the 13th. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham, and the phone number for ticket information is 919-680-2787. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the smash hit Broadway musical, is returning to the Triangle. Based on the Academy Award-winning animated feature film, this eye-popping spectacle has won the hearts of over 35 million people worldwide. This classic musical love story is filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, and dazzling production numbers including Be Our Guest and the beloved title song. Experience the romance and enchantment of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at DPAC. The show length, Act 1, 80 minutes, intermission 20 minutes, and Act 2 is 50 minutes. There is a content advisory for this performance. Most parents would find this program suitable for ages 5 and above. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their seat without disturbing other guests. The times for these performances, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. Friday, October 11th, 8 p.m. Saturday, October 12th, 2 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. And Sunday, October 13th, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Lewis Black will be performing October 17th at 8 p.m. Lewis Black, a Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. He executes a brilliant trifecta as a stand-up comedian, actor, and author. Receiving critical acclaim, he performs over 200 nights a year to sell out audiences throughout Europe, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. He is one of the few performers to sell out multiple renowned theaters, including Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, Brooks Atkinson Theater, New York City Center, the main stage at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and most recently a sold-out Broadway run at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City. His live performances provide a cathartic release of anger and disillusionment for his audience. He is a passionate performer who is a more pissed-off optimist than a mean-spirited curmudgeon. Lewis is the rare comic who can cause an audience to laugh themselves while making compelling points about the absurdity of the world. Lewis Black came into into national prominence with his appearance on The Daily Show in 1996. Those appearances on The Daily Show led to comedy specials on HBO, Comedy Central, Showtime, and Epix. In 2001, he won the Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards. He has released 8 comedy albums, including the 2007 Grammy Award-winning The Carnegie Hall Performance. Lewis Black won his 2nd Grammy Award for his album Stark Raving Black. Lewis has published 3 best-selling books, Nothing Sacred, Me of Little Faith, and I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. To better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in our primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Also coming up at DPAC, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience, from TLC's Long Island Medium. This performance at DPAC will take place October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa Caputo, psychic medium and star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will be appearing live on Thursday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa will give interactive readings to audience members throughout the show and will also share personal stories about her life and her unique gifts. DPAC fans welcome Caputo back after her previous sold-out show in October of 2012. Now in its 4th season, TLC's highly rated The Long Island Medium follows Teresa's life as a typical Long Island wife and mom with one very big difference. She can communicate with the dead. Since she cannot turn off this gift, messages from departed loved ones can come through at any time. The local car mechanic, manicurist, or cashier at the bagel shop may find themselves receiving a spontaneous reading from Teresa as she goes about her day. The unique challenges of this that her special abilities create for her husband of 22 years, Larry, and her 2 children, aged 17 and 21, and how they cope are on the main theme of the show. Teresa has been a practicing medium for 10 years and is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, an organization dedicated to connecting science with the afterlife. She helps individuals find closure by connecting them with their departed loved ones. For Teresa, this is not just her job, this is her life. A limited number of VIP tickets will be available on the TeresaCaputo.com website and will include the best seats in the house and an autographed copy of Teresa's new book, There's More to Life Than This. A couple of caveats to this performance. Purchasing a ticket does not guarantee a reading. All guests require a ticket, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. And the Durham Performing Arts Center does have a restriction to this. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia bounded by I-81 on the west, I-64 on the north, and I-85 on the east. Residency will be based on credit card billing addresses. Orders by residents outside North Carolina and Virginia will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or you're using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. And that is still the same phone number for any of these performances at DPAC. You can call them if you'd like to purchase tickets. Finally, we have a couple of updates from Pinecone. The Zingaresca Duo will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History in the Daniels Auditorium on Sunday, October 13th at 3 p.m. Please note, the Music of the Carolina series attracted an overflow crowd last season. This concert does remain free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to this performance on a first-come, first-served basis on the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside of the auditorium at 2 p.m., and the doors will open at 2:45 p.m., and they will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. Per occupancy regulations, tickets must be presented before entering the auditorium. Zingaresca is a duo that consists of Vadim Kolpakov and Oleg Timofeyev. They perform virtuistic music for the Russian seven-string guitar, as well as songs and dances of the Russian and Roma gypsy tradition. In this program, they will offer an assortment of Russian gypsy music from different times. The concert will feature the duo's arrangements of guitar music by the legendary guitarist Mikhail Vistosky, traditional Russian gypsy tunes arranged by Kolpakov's uncle Sasha Kolpakov, and virtuistic variations by the famous seven-string guitarist Sergei Orakhiv. And again, this duo will be performing October 13th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History in the Daniels Auditorium. Just a reminder, you do need a ticket to get into the auditorium. They will be available on the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m. and will be issued as a first-come, first-served basis. And the Bluegrass Jam, join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, you can contact Doug Pratt at dpratt, and that's dpratt14@nc.rr.com. The Irish Music Jam Session, Pinecone and Tiernano co-sponsor this session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. The session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. And be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.